bunch of guys that are talking about in the locker room, but we're thinking about him and praying for him and hope he's okay. Good.
Mark, Pat said earlier today that when but taking shots down the field, he doesn't want to just throw it up there to throw it up there. Do you think there's value, though, in taking a shot down the field, even if it might not be the best throw on that play?
Wait, who's that? Who?
Pesher.
I mean, you want to throw it to somebody who's hopefully open. I mean, we don't want to just throw it up for grabs, so I think I agree with him.
After the Seahawks game, some of them had some trash talk. Michael Bennett was one of them. He took some shots at you. Did you hear what he said, and does it bother you?
I mean, the PR staff, you know, they give you a heads up on that, so I don't walk into it blind. But, I mean, I don't know. I never really had any other interaction with him other than the other night, so I guess he just doesn't like me. I don't know. No biggie, I guess.
Mark, what are teams doing with regard to Darren when he's on the field as far as dealing with him as a receiver? His numbers are way down this year compared to what he was doing in New Orleans, and I was just curious if teams are approaching him differently.
I mean, you'd have to go back and look at some of the stuff they did in New Orleans, but I thought he's had a ton of production for us, running and receiving. So, and then in special teams, he's a great threat. So, you know, I can't speak to comparing those two things, but I think he's a great player, and I think he's playing well for us.
Yeah, but I mean, you can see what how they're defending him. I mean, what are you seeing mostly from on the other side of the line?
You know, we face a lot of good schemes. I mean, you know, I don't know what else to say about it. He's a good player. We play against a lot of good defenses, and you know, we try and spread the ball around as much as we can.
A third of that production came in the first two games of the season, and since then, there's been a noticeable drop off statistically. Have teams adjusted from those first two games?
I mean, we've seen multiple looks, you know, and that first game was Coach Bradley, and he kind of came from that Seattle system there with Coach Carroll and stuff. So we saw some similar looks that game, and he had obviously a very productive game. So it's not always a scheme. Sometimes things work out great for certain players, and, you know, some days Coop gets a ton of catches, and some days Mac does, some days Jordan does. You know, it just kind of goes in cycles and stuff, so it'll all come back around.
When you guys have a tough game like that, you're obviously going to take some heat from us and from the fans and apparently the Seahawks too. But how do you generally deal with criticism?
Oh, well, you know, it's we just worry about the opinion in our locker room and the sentiment in the locker room. Team morale's high. Guys were upset about the loss, and that's normal. But it's already Tuesday. I mean, we're moved on, and we got to flush all that negative energy and, you know, kind of crappy feelings and stuff out on the field, and that's the best part about coming in on Tuesday and running around. So I think we're poised and ready to go for Dallas, and we need to have a good week of training.
What do you think of the offensive performance the first game against Dallas?
Well, I thought we got off to a great start, and that helped us. You know, just going back to that game, I know we would have liked to be a little better in the red zone, and, you know, I think if we put those couple things together and then continue to finish strong, I think, you know, we'll have a good outcome. But it's going to take a lot of work this week, and the team we're playing this week is going to be a lot better than the team we played on Thanksgiving.
With regards to deep passes, do you find that teams are playing more zone against you guys? Does that kind of make it tougher to throw deep?
You know, we've seen a little bit of man. We've seen a little more zone this year as opposed to last year's kind of the sentiment I'm hearing and things that I'm hearing from coaches and stuff. But, you know, it's just some games the deep things are open and some games are covered. And when they're open, we'll try and hit them. If not, then we get it down underneath.
How about Cooper? You tried hitting him twice downfield. You couldn't either time. What's the connection between you and him at this point?
Oh, we're good. I mean, he's doing a great job. He's catching a ton of balls. And I think last year he had so many touchdowns that, you know, it really was such a big year for him. And this year there haven't been quite as many explosive plays. But, you know, teams are wise to that. Just like LeSean's overall rushing total is down. You know, teams figure those things out. There's really good defensive coordinators out there. So, you know, we all got to pitch in and do our part. And, you know, it's my job to get on the ball, so I'll keep working at it.
And I know you're on to Dallas now, but in the fourth quarter Sunday, did you feel like, you know, did it get frustrating to the point of despair or anything? Or how did you feel?
No.
You know, it didn't seem like the offense could get out of its own way in the fourth quarter.
You know, we just we didn't play our very best. We didn't finish the game the way we like to, and we're in a tight ball game, down 10, and you know, it's a two-score game. We had to get some points, and we didn't do that. If we did, I think, you know, we're feeling pretty good about our opportunity. But that's the way it goes. And like you said, we're moved on to Dallas. This is that, you know, that's over.
Are you and Cooper on the same page in terms of, you know, what he's running and what you're throwing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just missed him the other night in the interception.
Good.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.